Thank you. So for these definitions, I think we have these five levels. And indeed, they must be harmonized. And I think it already is accomplished with the resolution. But beside that, we need also good definitions for all other kinds of words. For example, how do we call the boatmaster in an ROC? It's called now an operator, but can we all use this term? Or what's the difference between the function that this operator will take? Will he be the responsible boatmaster? Will he be the helmsman? So this also needs to be clear. And then I'm only speaking about crew and qualifications, but probably there will be a lot of definitions that need to be cleared out. And then related to the remark of the European Commission, indeed, within the CCNR, there is a possibility now, based on articles in different regulations, to legislations, to have the possibility to exempt. But this is not everywhere applicable. So we have it in Belgium, we have it in the CCNR, but it's not an international effect today. And beside that, indeed for testing, we have the possibilities. But in general, I think we could say still that there is a lack of international legislative framework to make automation in general possible. So this is still this still applies. But maybe we could make two sentences of the first one to say that the lack of the international legislative framework is a major obstacle, but then specifically for automated automation in general. And beside that, there are some governments that already have the possibility to exempt for pilot projects. So maybe these are two different aspects.